If we receive what somebody gives us in a graceful way, we've given that person, I think, a wonderful gift.
That is the voice of Mr. Rogers, and he's going to give us 7 super tips on today's Super You podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super
You. Welcome to today's Super You podcast, the show designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower on the world. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. In this show, the reason we started this show was we were getting so many great tips and tricks from people that we have in studio, thought leaders in studio, as well as when I travel to give keynote speeches, I'm blessed to meet a lot of the top thought leaders in the world, in the green room. And so what I'm trying to do is give you these tips and tricks to help unlock and unleash your inner superpower. Today we have Mr. Rogers. For those not familiar with Mr. Rogers, he has one of the most watched television programs in the history of the world for children. And so for some of you, that's going to be nostalgic today because you grew up watching Mr. Rogers. So without further ado, here are 7 super tips from Mr. Rogers himself.
You know, human beings learn best and most from other human beings. That's all part of being human. And we learn best from people who really care about us, people we really like. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you.
It seems quite straightforward, but we always forget it. We can learn from everyone. So here's what I want you to do. This is a great exercise. The next 3 people that you know very well, I want you to skip the small talk and start digging into questions and learn something you don't know about that person. So ask them a question like, what was your favorite thing to do in high school? Where'd you meet your wife? Dig into those questions. You're going to learn something new about that person. And then more times than not, I've discovered it unlocks something within them to where they give you a learning as well. So do that with the next 3 people that you know very well. Here is tip number 2 from the man that responded to all of his fan mail. That's right, he wrote 50 to 100 letters a day to all the kids that sent their fan mail in. This is tip number 2.
You're the only person who is exactly like you. So in a way, you've already won in this world because you're the only one who can be you. The things you do are always a little bit different from anybody else. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
There you have it. Early inspirations for the Super You podcast, the podcast designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower, because it's all about not being perfect. It's about being the perfect you. Interesting enough, Rogers didn't get into television because he loved TV. It was the exact opposite. He thought children's television was absolutely horrible, and he got into it to make it better. Here's to making you better with tip number 3.
There isn't a whole lot we can do about our outside kind of growing. Some of us grow tall and some of us grow short. Some of us have one color skin and some of us have another. That's all outside stuff. And thinking about neighbors and friends are all ways of growing. Growing inside. And part of the fun of that kind of growing is that it can go on all our lives. and our insides have a different way of growing. Our thoughts and our feelings grow, and there's a lot we can do about them. We can try to understand them and love them and help them to grow well and turn out to be glad we're the way we are and glad our friends are the way they are.
We know from all the science out there, there's a couple of reasons that we are happy or unhappy, but when you're happy, you're surrounded with a lot of friends. That's the number one reason. But then also one of the top reasons, it always goes back to growth. Are you growing each and every day? And a lot of times that growth comes from failure. So it's really about pushing yourself to grow each and every day. Here we are with tip number four. Rogers had a very strict daily routine. He always got up at 5 a.m. and treated that first hour the same, which, interesting enough, if you listen to this podcast enough, most of the leaders on this show have a very strict morning routine. So here he is with tip number four.
Well, I know that when I walk out of the studio someday and there is a child who has Down syndrome,
right,
for instance, and that child comes up and gives me a hug, I know that that's the field that I want to be growing in, because I see that people who are not the fancy people in this world are the ones who seem to nourish my soul. And I want to learn how to be the best receiver that I can ever be, because I think graceful receiving is one of the most wonderful gifts we can give anybody. If we receive what somebody gives us in a graceful way, we've given that person, I think, a wonderful gift.
We all want to give gifts. I know you listeners want to give gifts. You email me. You guys are amazing people. Here's what you need to do. Next person you run into, the gift you're going to give them is the gift of receiving, in this case, listening. Let them speak 90% of the time, and then you speak 10%, meaning you're going to speak 10%, listen 90%. Let them speak 90% of the time, and you're giving them the gift of listening. 143. 143. For all you Mr. Rogers fans, you know what that number means. It was very special to him. He actually weighed himself every day, swam every day in the pool so that he could weigh 143 pounds. 143 was a large part of the show. And those that know the show know that 143 stands for I love you. Because there's one letter in I, there's four letters in love, and three letters in you. So 143 as we move into tip number five.
So many people have asked me, do you ever get mad? And of course I answer, well, yes, everyone gets mad sometimes. The important thing is what we do with the mad that we feel in life. A few weeks ago, on my way home from a particularly tough day at work, I stopped to see my two grandsons. Their mom and dad weren't there, but the boys were there with the babysitter in the backyard, squirting water with hoses. I could see that they were really having fun, but I felt I needed to let them know that I didn't want to be squirted, so I told them so. And little by little, I could feel that the older boy, Alexander, was testing the limit, until finally his hose was squirting very close to where I was standing. I said to him in my harshest voice, "Okay, that's it, Alexander. Turn off the water. You've had it." He did as I told him, said he was sorry, and looked very sad. The more I thought about it, the sadder I got. I realized that Alexander had not squirted me, and that I had stepped into his and his brother's play with a lot of feelings left over from work. So when I got home, I just called Alexander on the phone I told him I felt awful about my visit with him. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that I was taking out my anger from work on him. I told him I was really sorry. Do you know how he answered me? He said, "Oh, Bubba," he calls me Bubba. "Oh, Bubba, everybody makes mistakes sometimes." I nearly cried. I was so touched by his naturally generous heart. And I realized that if I hadn't called him, I might not have ever received that wonderful gift.
So the two boys playing in water reminds me of a story of when I was growing up. My mom asked my dad to watch after me and my brother. We're 1 and 3 at the time, my older brother. And she left and then came back home. This is long before cell phones. And came back home. And there's the 1 and 3-year-old. We're out playing on the corner of the lawn right by the majorly trafficked highway. And my dad is not home. And then he comes home about an hour later. My mom goes, "Where were you? You're supposed to be watching the kids." "Oh, I forgot. I went to the hardware store." So my mom is still mad to this day, by the way. When Mr. Rogers did get mad, the way that he relieved his stress was by playing the piano. Did you know that he played and composed all the songs from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? So here we are with tip number 6.
A lot of people who have allowed me to have some silence, and I don't think we give that gift very much anymore. I'm very concerned that our society is much more interested in information than wonder, in noise rather than silence. How do we do that? I mean, in our business, yours and mine, how do we encourage reflection? I trust that this book will do some of that, but oh my, this is a noisy world.
Crazy to think that it was a noisy world decades ago. It's even noisier today. So what we should each do today, this is a good exercise, is look at your calendar and then remove one item and then fill it with a mindfulness practice, whether that's just silence, whether it's just a long walk outside, or whether it's you're doing yoga. Just remove an item from your calendar today. Pick one, remove it, and then insert that silence. The city in which Mr. Rogers was filmed is the city that has the most bridges in the world. That's right, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was filmed in the Steel City, the city of Pittsburgh. Here we are with tip number 7.
As you grow, I trust that you are finding many more ways to show and tell people that you love them. Those are the most important things that you'll ever learn to do. Because loving people and animals and the world we all live in is the most important part of being alive.
That's right. In life, we're all bucket fillers, especially the listeners of this show. All of us have an invisible bucket that we're walking around with that needs to be filled with love and kindness. But most importantly, we need to fill those people's buckets. So go be a bucket filler today. At the end of each and every day, ask yourself, whose bucket did I fill? Because I do that with my kids, and it's a good reflection for me to do it as well. Here is a quick summary of the 7 super tips that Mr. Rogers gave us. At the end, I'll tell you my favorite tip that he gave us. And this is from the man that said, there's 3 keys to success in life. Number 1, be kind. Number 2, be kind. And number 3, be kind. Here's 7 super tips from Mr. Rogers. Number 1, we learn best from people that care. Number 2, you are unique. Number 3, love what's on the inside. Number 4, be a graceful receiver. Number 5, try to evaluate your feelings. Number 6, prioritize wonder over information. And number 7, love to love. I am going to cheat here, as I often do. I'm going to pick two. My two favorites are number four, be a graceful receiver. As I mentioned, be a listener today. Let someone speak 90% of the time and you listen that 10% of the time. And then number six, prioritize wonder over information. Act like my three-year-old daughter did when she sees a flower and goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. It's the most amazing thing I have ever seen. It's a sense of wonder. So look for wonder all around you. It is rather than information. Well, I hope it's a beautiful day in everyone's neighborhood out there. You'll make my day beautiful if you forward this podcast on to someone, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to entertain, educate, and empower people to their best life. And we're trying to reach 7 billion people the next decade. We've already surpassed 30 million. Thank you so much. That's all because of you. That's the only reason it happens, because you're forwarding this on. So thank you so much. And thanks for striving to help us reach those 7 billion people. Please join us next time on the Super You podcast, where we're going to have the one and only, you need to calm down, Taylor Swift will be on the show giving us her 7 super tips.
The more I've gotten comfortable with being myself and letting people know that I'm awkward sometimes and I'm not that cool and like I'm not edgy, I think the more you just be yourself and you lead by example, the more my fans are cool with joking around with me and maybe living their lives more comfortable with the fact that they're not trying to be something they're not.
These tips from today's top thought leaders are a fantastic reminder to all of us that it's not about being perfect. It's about being the perfect you. Thank you for listening to today's Super You podcast. This is Equal Man reminding all of us, until next time, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7
6
5
4
3
2
1
Super, 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 super,
super you.